Joining us now on the WBGO Journal is Margie Worrell, the international expert on brave leadership, founder of Global Courage, and best-selling author of 5 books, with her newest release just here at the end of the month, You've Got This, The Life-Changing Power of Trusting Yourself. She joins us from Singapore. Thanks for being here, Margie.
Oh, it's good to be with you, Doug.
Times have been really stressful for you, not only dealing with the bushfires in Australia and your family there that you went through, now finding out that your husband, Andrew, has been diagnosed with COVID-19, is currently in isolation at a local hospital there in Australia. So your message is more relevant than ever, and we appreciate you joining us. Explain how you feel that your book and your thoughts can help people during this very difficult time.
Look, the reality is that it's what matters most when we're facing tough situations like this is how we respond to them. And of course, there's a lot of things that are outside our control right now, and a lot of people are feeling incredibly anxious given the high levels of uncertainty and disruption to our lives. But it's times like this that actually looking inside ourselves and trusting ourselves to handle those challenges really helps transform our ability to deal with them and to come out the other side of them, you know, in better shape than we would if we were just pulled into all of the anxiety and fear.
The fact that a lot of people now have been told to stay at home and and deal with this can lead to much anxiety because we still don't know when this all will be over. So how can we go about our daily life, and what are some of the stress relievers we can think about?
Yeah, I mean, that's just it. We actually can't fully go about our daily lives. Our lives are being really disrupted. And so just recognizing we cannot continue on the way we were. And so when that happens, you know, we're dealing with enormous change and disruption. I think stopping and getting ourselves really centered and going, all right, how do I choose to show up in these moments? It's not the way I want it to be. Things are definitely difficult. We've got people, a lot of people dealing with hardships, and if they're not yet, they're coming. And so, you know, really getting our head and our heart in the right space at times like this. Otherwise, we can end up being completely swept away in the negative emotions that actually can just make us lower our immune system and actually leave us at more risk of getting sick. So doing those rituals, those things that help people, some people it's exercise, for some journaling, praying, listening to music, spending time with people that lift you up, avoiding people that stress you out, you know, doing those things that can really help to people to be more centered in themselves, you know, including, you know, things that you mightn't usually do, you know, like it could be a guided meditation or something that helps calm down those anxiety levels. Because a lot of people are living in a really heightened state of anxiety now. But if you stay in that state, it really impacts our physical and mental health.
Margie, you have a really unique perspective about this because you have spent time, much of your time, between the U.S., Singapore, and Australia. Mm-hmm. So what when you take those three different areas, how are each area dealing with the coronavirus differently?
Yeah, very interesting. So Singapore, back in January when, you know, the world got news of what was happening in China, Singapore was extremely swift and decisive to act. So they immediately brought in a whole lot of protocols to curb the outbreak. And so my husband actually flew in from the US last Wednesday, and by Thursday he was a fever. Friday he was in hospital, where he still is in hospital with COVID-19. But before he was even told he tested positive, it took about 6 hours for him to get that test result. I was called and by the Ministry of Health, they said, where are you? I said, at home. And they said, no one in your house is to leave and we're on a strict 14-day quarantine. So Singapore has very stringent measures to be containing the spread of this with like just a lot of testing and quick testing, quick turnaround of testing. So they cancelled all major conferences, all big events were cancelled back in late January. So Singapore was very decisive. Australia has now closed down across the country, a lot of businesses, schools. It has done that only in the last few days. So Australia's been a lot slower to act, but there is a lot of testing. And of course, we know in the US, it's been very hard and slow to get a test. And it's been a much, much slower response. And I think a far less coordinated and not strong messaging from obviously the president. There's been a lot of mixed messaging, whereas in Singapore from the very beginning, very clear messaging about what you could and couldn't do. And so I think that's actually what's helped a country like Singapore to deal with it far more effectively.
Margie Worrell is the international expert on brave leadership, the founder of Global Courage, and a best-selling author. Your personal experience in dealing with, you know, an amazing story about the bushfires. Can you give us a real quick summary of what happened?
Yeah, I was back visiting my family. I grew up in rural Australia on a dairy farm, and we were all back together, my extended family. I'm one of seven kids with my parents, and yes, the fires, as they were getting worse and worse and more out of control. So we were evacuated out of the fires, packed up all my parents' belongings in what was that, very early January. Fortunately, the worst case didn't happen on the day that the temperatures and the forecasts were extremely threatening. So we avoided the worst case with that. But it is extraordinary that in the space of 3 months, having to deal with two pretty significant crises. So, yes, 2020 is a year that I think a lot of people would rather just press full forward on right now.
I find myself looking back at old pictures and good times and just trying to think about my family, because I can't go visit my family in Pittsburgh, and it'll be the longest time I have gone without seeing them, and a lot of other people will be experiencing that too. Mm-hmm. Is that a normal process, and how does social media help? In my case, my parents aren't on social media, but I can always pick up the phone.
No, my parents aren't on social media either. They live in Australia. Obviously, I'm in Singapore. I have three children right now in the United States, including a 16-year-old. So I'm 10,000 miles from three of my own children. So I get it. I totally get it. Actually, just before I spoke to you, Doug, I was talking to my daughter on a video call. She's in South Carolina, and she's great. You know, she's with a family that's taking care of her, and which is terrific. So I think we actually are so fortunate that we have social media and the ability of technology to stay connected. And I think the term social distancing, I think it was wrongly named that. It should have been called physical distancing, because I think we have to be more socially connected than ever. Just really be very connected to the people in our lives, even if you can't physically be with them.
Obviously, you know, with your new book coming out, you had no idea that this coronavirus was going to be happening. So, but yet it relates, right?
Oh, yeah. I actually have had I wasn't supposed to move to Singapore 2 years ago. My husband was told unexpectedly with his company, ExxonMobil. They said, no, we promised you America, but we've changed our mind. Hence why I have children in America. And then we got sent to Singapore, and then they sent him back to Australia. So we've had a lot of disruption in our family, and it's been really uncertain. It's why I wrote my book, You've Got This, because I've had to tell myself so many times in the last couple of years, Margie, you've got this, you've got this. And, of course, I was supposed to be traveling across the U.S. in April to be launching the book and speaking at conferences, and obviously everything has been cancelled. So there's no irony lost to me that at the week that I thought I'd be flying out to travel across the United States, I'm in quarantine in Singapore, my husband's in hospital, and I'm once again saying to myself, Margie, you've got this, and I know I do, and to everyone listening, you know, just trust in your innate capacity to deal with the challenges one day at a time. Don't get stuck focusing on 3 and 6 months from now. I think right now we just need to focus on one day at a time and trusting ourselves that we can meet the moments one day, 1 hour at a time.
Margie Worrell, continue success with your books, but more importantly right now, we wish the best of health for your husband back in Australia and your kids in the United States and you in Singapore. Thanks so much for joining us on the WBGO Journal.
Thank you. God bless.